Tens of thousands of people remained without power, and some schools closed for the day in the state. Officials said parts of the Central California coast got hit with 1 to 1.25 inches of rain per hour overnight. Eric Schoening with the National Weather Service in California said the rains and wind hit Northern California especially hard.
We saw widespread precipitation across the Sacramento Valley and the Bay Area, as well as some gusty winds, caused some tree damage and some flooding.
As the storms moved further south, Santa Barbara County officials issued an evacuation order for the entire city of Montecito. Meanwhile, surrounding canyons, scarred by recent wildfires, threatened mudslides on the fifth anniversary of a mudslide that killed 23 people and destroyed more than 100 homes in the coastal enclave. The National Weather Service reported that at least 8 inches of rain fell over 12 hours, with several more inches predicted before the latest storm system moves through the area. Eric Schoening with the Weather Service says more heavy rain in the forecast for Tuesday.
Tuesday, another wave is going to come in and bring widespread showers and thunderstorms to much of the state, again, especially from Sacramento Valley southward.
Further north, evacuation orders were issued in Santa Cruz County for about 32,000 residents, and northbound lanes of US 101 along the coast were closed, along with several other highways and local roads. According to PowerOutage.us, about 88,000 customers remained without power in California. Teresa Alvarado was vice president for the South Bay and Central Coast region for Pacific Gas and Electric. She said these storms have been historic for PG&E.
This is the largest response that PG&E has ever assembled for a winter storm event, with more than 4,100 dedicated personnel responding to the storm, including contractors and mutual aid utilities from Southern California, Oregon, Idaho, Utah, Wyoming, New Mexico, Colorado, Washington, Wisconsin, and Canada.
The latest storm is part of a relentless string of atmospheric rivers that have hit the western U.S. over the past week and a half. In Sacramento County, officials warned flooding is imminent and issued evacuation orders for the Wilton community near the Consumnes River before roads became impassable. Governor Newsom warned that the worst is still to come in a state already soaked beyond the saturation point. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the National Geological Survey said the San Lorenzo River in Santa Cruz County has risen 14 feet in just over 4 hours and is in major flood stage. Parts of the county will experience widespread flooding at shallow depths, and the city of Santa Cruz will have serious flooding. Of course, the unhoused are among the most vulnerable to the hazards that come with floodwaters and high winds. San Jose Mayor Mike Mahan said the city has been making a great effort to reach homeless people that live along creeks and streams.
We're going to do everything we can to help unhoused residents continue to be supported through the emergency shelter that we've set up. As I mentioned, we can continue to expand those locations as needed. So we're encouraging anyone living along our waterways to come into one of our overnight warming locations.
El Dorado, Monterey, Santa Cruz, and Santa Clara and Alameda counties have issued evacuation warnings or recommendations for some areas due to possible flooding and other safety risks, as forecasters warned of swelling rivers. 14 deaths have been attributed to the storms in all. President Biden issued an emergency declaration today to support storm response and relief efforts in more than a dozen California counties. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.